KQED.
At the major retailers this holiday season, shelves are stocked with fitness devices that count calories, measure steps, even monitor how well you sleep. Just a few years back, these self-tracking devices were niche products for health nuts. But as Arthi Shahani reports, Silicon Valley is now betting that self-tracking will grow into a multi-billion dollar industry.
Charles Wong straps a belt to me that vibrates when I slouch.
You should get a nice gentle vibration that'll remind you to...
Ooh, it just happened. It vibrated.
How was that for you?
It felt like a massage.
Jonathan Tumim slaps a Velcro headband on me to measure my concentration according to prefrontal cortex activity.
Your brain activity is increasing on average at a fairly slow rate, but still substantial, until you start talking.
Heather Heine pokes my finger for a blood test.
It's going to hurt, right?
A little bit, but just fast.
It's
just
a needle.
Do it fast. Yeah, it's a
needle
little
in there.
Yeah.
Ah!
Okay, you did it.
This is the Quantified Self Meetup. The monthly gathering that started with a handful of fitness junkies in 2008 has evolved to over 150 people at a Microsoft conference room in downtown San Francisco. They are not medical doctors. They're do-it-yourself technology lovers with homemade devices, playing doctor with people eager to measure, to quantify, some aspect of the human body. Self-tracking is a popular new trend.
Fitbit's sales have exploded over the last 2 years.
Woody Scale is the chief revenue officer of Fitbit, the brand name available at Amazon, Best Buy, Target, Apple, to name just a few. Scale says advances in motion sensor technology, extended battery life, and Bluetooth low energy have made it cheaper to create self-tracking devices. Smartphones make it possible to turn exercise into a real-time game that customers play with friends.
Graphs and motivating badges and views of a leaderboard, it actually motivates them to take those extra steps, climb those extra floors.
Fitbit's newest customers are businesses buying the tracking devices for employees and paying to see data collected on physical activity. One insurance company is running a scientific experiment with Fitbit to test if employees who use devices get healthier than those who don't. Scale calls the six-month results extremely promising.
Employees increased their steps by over 40%. They absolutely lost weight, and we're quantifying how much they've lost.
Companies have to ask employees for consent to track their data.
This isn't a grudging consent. This is a, hey, I want to participate consent.
A couple of years back, Fitbit users found their sexual activity logs pop up in Google searches. Scale says those users did not restrict their privacy settings correctly.
We've now made those privacy settings more prominent so that people are more aware of what the privacy settings are. I think the area of privacy is an area that many companies like ours have learned a lot over the last couple of years.
Scale says his company also complies with federal regulations that limit the storage and sharing of health data. Tim Chang, a venture capitalist at the Mayfield Fund, wants to sidestep regulators altogether.
If any startup requires FDA approval, I won't even touch it. I think it'd be faster to watch paint dry than to wait for an FDA approval process for some startup.
Chang is among Silicon Valley's first investors to put millions of dollars into Quantified Self apps and devices. Chang says he started tracking his own calories, heart rate, and weight out of sheer vanity.
In my mid-20s, flying back from a trip overseas, and I was in the Hong Kong airport, and I noticed that in all of the GQ magazines and whatnot, there were never any Asian underwear models. And I was like, what is up with this? And I thought, I better fix this. I'm going to try to be like that.
Chang, now 40, hasn't modeled yet.
But I will say that you derive a lot of lasting psychological value when you're happy with the way you look in the mirror.
The vanity of Bay Area and New York super athletes is just phase one in self-tracking as an industry.
You might make $100 million a year, but that's not, you know, kind of making billions of dollars a year. And the market potential for this is vast. It's everybody.
It's people struggling to lose weight. It's parents armed with tracking tools deciding what groceries to buy,
what supplements, or even when to turn off the Xbox and tell the kids to go outside and ride a bike.
Walter DeBrower stumbled into the Quantified Self movement after a tragic accident with his son.
He fell out of the window when he was 5, and he had a very severe traumatic brain injury.
DeBrower spent a year watching his son's vital signs go up and down in the intensive care unit.
And you try to predict the next one. If this is going up to 63, we have a chance here. Come on, 63, 60, all night.
His son survived and inspired DeBrower to found Scanadu, a self-tracking device company. It's raised $2 million in venture capital. DeBrower takes out a diamond-shaped piece of plastic, the size of a palm, with a small sensor at one tip, and puts it in my left hand.
To your temple, and I'll not talk.
In 20 seconds, the sensor finishes scanning the pulses on my forehead. An iPhone 4 app displays the vital signs it would have taken an hour to record at a hospital. De Brouwer, a linguist with no medical training, reads them off.
Healthy girl. 63 heart rate, 14 breathing rate, 98.7. Yeah, you're an example. Or you took a pill before you came here.
De Brouwer says if enough people quantify themselves with enough frequency and share their data with each other, patients can crowdsource, can teach each other, and rely less on doctors, even with serious diseases like cancer.
I can give you a specialist doctor or 10 specialist patients. Who would you like to talk to first? I would like to talk to the 10 patients first.
Really, my immediate response is obviously the doctor. That's the expert.
I don't think so. The doctor is one story. It may be biased.
Some doctors charge the self-tracking industry with dismissing the value of expertise. They say Wikipedia-type sites are no substitute for emergency rooms and point out that patients can tamper with their data. Still, the growth of quantified self-devices and apps demonstrates that, flawed or not, this data is increasingly profitable. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.